The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. You're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast from the Razorback Campercell Studios. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies for you to get healthy hot springs. Today in the studio, I would like to welcome Julie Clifton. She is a hearing specialist for Miracle Ear in Hot Springs. Welcome, Julie, to the podcast. Tell our listeners a little about yourself and about Miracle Ear here in Hot Springs.
Well, thank you for having me. I moved here last May from Washington State. I've been with Miracle Ear for almost 9 years. I'm a hearing specialist. I love Hot Springs. The weather is great, even though today's a little cloudy.
From Washington, I would think, yes.
Very different. A lot more sunny days than gloomy rain.
So you moved here from Washington State, particularly to work with Miracle Ear, correct?
Correct.
So you're obviously very dedicated to the company and what you're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What is it about Miracle Ear that draws you to this work? Is it obviously you get to help people, I would think?
Oh absolutely. The biggest thing is I've worked for another manufacturer, and I was able to deal with a lot of the different manufacturers that are out there today. And I choose to work for Miracle Ear because it gives me the ability to help a variety of different patients. It creates more clarity and understanding for people in the hearing device. So it's they're a complete different manufacturer than anything I've experienced. And when you're working with people that have a hearing impairment and that are really struggling to hear and understand, the manufacturer gives me that ability to help them and give them a better quality of life.
And I would think that not being able to hear is very detrimental. I'm thinking about our listeners who might be listening and thinking, well, you know, I know someone, or perhaps someone in my family, or maybe even me, that I feel like they might have an issue. Are there some warning signs that we would know that something's wrong with our hearing?
Yeah, there are absolutely signs. If you have a family member or yourself or a friend has diabetes, or cardiovascular, they should usually be checked for hearing just because it can play a role. People that are turning things up, like television, radio, podcasts.
Got to turn that volume up.
Yes,
really
turn
high.
That volume yes. up a lot higher than what you yes. would nor- somebody would normally like it.
I can remember my mother and father. I can remember my father turning the volume up on the TV really loud, and it caused a lot of conflict, you know, in the household, right? So
yes.
That's a huge sign, I would think.
Absolutely. It's very frustrating for that family member to have the TV so loud you can't carry on a conversation. It creates frustration.
Conflict in the marriage.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Asking others to repeat, obviously, would be... You know, and I think we always have, I went to concerts in my youth, right? And I know that was not good for my hearing. And sometimes I do, now in my 50s, think, okay, my hearing is definitely not as good as it used to be, right?
Right.
And asking people to repeat, and your family members get frustrated. So those are definitely signs. Yeah. I probably need to go have my hearing checked, right?
Absolutely. Especially when there's a family history as well. So you mentioned your parents. I don't know if they worked in noise or if that was something with age. So you would definitely need to be checked just to make sure, to rule it out. But if there is a problem, it's like cancer. It's early detection is the key, because it can create memory issues. Because if you're not getting a direct link of hearing or speech information from the ears to the brain actually starts to deteriorate and lose its ability to understand normal conversation. And then when you get into a restaurant or a church or where there's noise or family gatherings and you're really struggling, those are all signs that you should really be checked, because the longer you let it go, the worse it becomes, the more expensive it becomes, because then you need a hearing device that's going to help in all those areas in which you're struggling.
And I would think anxiety, especially driving, am I going to be able to hear things that are, you know, I'm sure you've experienced all of those things, right?
Absolutely. I have had a patient that could not hear the ambulance going through the intersection and an accident.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's safety things too. Can you hear your smoke detector? Can you hear sirens, or do you see them first from emergency vehicles?
Or someone at the front door.
Right, knocking at the door, the doorbell. I mean, all those things are really important to watch out for.
And we kind of take it for granted until we're not able to do those things, right?
Correct. It's so gradual. People sometimes don't even realize just how bad it's getting. And, you know, and I just had a gentleman the other day just mention to me that he goes, I didn't realize how bad it was until I got fit with the hearing devices. Mm. And he said, you know, my wife doesn't, or what did she say? She said, before he said his wife was too quiet and he couldn't understand her. He says now she yells at him.
She talks all the time.
She
now,
talks
right?
louder now. Imagine.
And he thought it was not his problem, right?
Correct.
So, yeah.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. I'm thinking of someone who's considering coming in for a hearing test and might be anxious about that. So walk us through how that process works just a little bit.
Okay. So what you would do is come in and set an or come in or give us a call to set an appointment. We sit down and we go over some questions, concerns, kind of what's been going on in your life as far as hearing, understanding where you're struggling. We talk about, or we do some speech understanding. We do some tone testing to see where you're at. We just, after that, if I don't need to refer you to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, then, and it's hearing devices that are needed, then we discuss your budget, your price. And we go over those things so that way it's a comfortable, easy process. And it's, you know, it's your decision to decide of what you want to do. But I give different levels of technology. I always give my best recommendation.
It sounds like, though, sometimes you might be identifying something medical going on.
Correct.
And you might would have a referral out to a doctor.
Absolutely.
Okay, so they could also start at the doctor, and they might say, you know, it might be time for to have your hearing tested.
Yeah, I do have doctor referrals that come in because they suspect that there is hearing loss. And March is National Hearing Awareness Month as well. So it's great that this is out. Which brings me to over-the-counters. You kind of mentioned about them coming in. Yes, it's very important to come in for a hearing evaluation. I have had several patients purchase the over-the-counter hearing devices, and they are amplifiers. So
that's kind of like those infomercials we see on TV and things,
right?
Okay.
So I've had people through hearing tests find out that they're just occluded with wax. So therefore, you know, maybe they don't have a hearing loss.
And so the amplifiers, that I'm curious to know the difference, because you said that those things are amplifiers. How is that different than what you are doing?
Okay. So over-the-counters are more of a, like a game ear. They're more of an amplifier for patients. I mean, and they help, but you cannot get into noise because it creates loudness. And loudness does not mean clarity of speech.
Okay.
So it's a big difference in hearing devices. They're a lot different because it gives you the different frequencies for clarity. it's not going to control all noise, but it helps to control all of it. But again, the brain has to adapt to hearing again. So
whenever you have a hearing aid, it's going to be more, you're going to have more natural. It's not just increasing the loudness. You'll be able to have more understanding, more of a natural feel. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
It doesn't make it perfect, but the prescription level is set to where it's comfortable and clear for the patient. And as they adapt, their brain adapts, then we start increasing frequencies to help them to get to their prescription level. To kind of skip back, I apologize for that. I've had people with tumors. I've had people with thyroid cancer. Ototoxic drugs have dropped their hearing completely. I've had people where they've had a viral infection, which has caused their hearing to drop immediately. Those things cannot be detected if you're purchasing over-the-counter hearing aids. So it's very important to be checked if you have any of those suspicions.
How many steps do you take if you have a rock in your shoe? Not many. Well, if you have to walk on a prosthetic leg that does not fit, it is like walking with a rock in your shoe. Although there are many innovations when it comes to prosthetic feet and knees, the comfort of a prosthesis begins with the fit of the socket. Michael Kenny is a certified prosthetist who has been walking on a prosthetic leg since he was 16 years old after losing his leg to a motorcycle accident. He is committed to fitting prosthetic legs so they are comfortable, intimate, and optimize ease of walking. Motility Prosthetics has been in Hot Springs since 2015, but Michael Kenny has been building legs for over 25 years. All fabrication is done on site. There are no delays from having to ship to a fabrication house. Adjustments can easily be made on the spot. Motility means the spontaneous ability to move. At Motility Prosthetics, we want you to be able to walk on your prosthetic leg with a sense of spontaneity. Call for a free consultation. 501-620-4800.
Speaking of, kind of starting at the doctor, does insurance pay for Miracle Ear?
Some insurances do. Some insurances will contract with us and some of them don't. So they're also different plans. So it's hard to know until we can actually call the insurance company to see what they cover.
You know, I work in mental health and I love this, whenever we talk about like the anxiety and feeling isolated and mm-hmm. I love that perhaps just going and having your hearing checked could help your mental health as well, right? You're going to feel like you want to spend more time with other people because you can hear them again. And
yeah. And
we all know that that's going to improve our mental health. So for me, whenever I hear this, I'm just like, how wonderful that this is just kind of another layer of helping ourselves to feel better, right? And making the decision to go and get your hearing tested, is that a difficult decision? Is it something that people, whenever they get older, perhaps are resistant to? Or do you see that at all? Is it kind of like, oh, you know, I'm that's not something that's happening to me, right? So do you experience those type of situations?
Yeah, a lot of people are afraid of coming in, and you know, it's a sign of getting older, but it's not necessarily a sign of getting older because I have a range of ages that come in.
Do you see children?
I do not see children.
Okay. So it's adult Miracle Ears for adults.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I can see children, but they have to be seen by an ear, nose, and throat doctor first.
Okay. So that would be a specific like pediatric referral.
Correct.
I feel you're trying to think if you've seen a child. So it's not a normal.
No, getting back to how people are, what I have found over the years, and living it myself with my mom, with her hearing loss.
Yeah.
She didn't want to go out and donate her time at the hospital in the gift shop because she couldn't understand what people were saying.
Sure.
She became more isolated.
Mm-hmm.
very frustrating as family trying to talk to her, and she would misunderstand words a lot. She got to the point where she would get very angry because if you guys only speak up or if you look at me or get my attention, I could understand you. It's very trying for her. It was very trying for us as family because, to me, being able to communicate with your family or friends, I'm sorry, you can't put any amount of money on that.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you bring this empathy to the process because of your own personal experience, right?
I love what I do. I absolutely do. I didn't drive myself and my family out here 2,300 miles to work for a bad manufacturer. I've dealt with the bad manufacturers, and that's why I choose to stay with Miracle Ear, because it gives me that capability of being able to work with integrity, morals, and values, and love on my patients and give them the best quality of life I can get them.
I'm wondering if, so I would think that things have changed a lot. In devices, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, because there's some people who are concerned about, you know, wearing like a big device or something. So speak to that just a little bit. I would think that there are probably some very small, hardly noticeable devices these days, right?
Yeah, there is. We have some really small ones that work. It really depends on the hearing loss. So if you have a really extensive hearing loss, a smaller unit may not be, your hearing loss may be beyond that capability of that hearing device. So I'm always going to make my best recommendation based upon the information that I receive and the testing results.
Which is another reason to come early, right? Don't
yes.
wait until your hearing is very, very... degraded, you know.
Diminished, yeah.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. Like I have fit people 101, 102 years old because the family was so tired of not being able to communicate. And they really want to communicate with their family or friends. So that's really important to them because that is the last sense that goes before you pass away. The hearing is the last sense that goes. So
this is very true. Tell our listeners how to get in, where are you located? Are you on social media? How can they get in touch with you?
Okay. So we're at 3954 Central Avenue, Suite I. We are behind Starbucks and FedEx that will sit out front. We sit behind them between Osaka Japanese Restaurant and McAllister's.
Yes.
Back to the hearing devices. We have, you know, we have small discreet ones. We have some that go behind the ear. There's custom fit. There's different levels, but it also depends very much on the prescription that is needed for their loss.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that it meets their needs for a long period of time.
Yeah. Are you on social media or website?
We're on Facebook. Okay. We are on Facebook. We are on the internet.
Website
is MiracleEarUSA.com.
Okay.
Or you can look up Miracle Ear in Hot Springs.
Google. Can always Google, right?
Yep.
Phone number to call Julie. And Julie's there. You're the one that's there, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you want to make an appointment with Julie, you can call her.
At 501-701-4234.
Wonderful. I hope this is helpful. I love that this is happening during, you said it's Hearing Loss Awareness
Month? National Hearing Awareness Month.
Hearing Awareness Month. That's wonderful.
Yep.
So go get your, just this in March, go get your hearing tested.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Again, our number is 501-701-4234.
Well, thank you so much, Julie Clifton from Miracle Ear here in Hot Springs. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Join us every Wednesday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you, $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link, hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.